All right, I think we'll kick off. Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot, everyone. I'm David Einhard. I'm presenting Build Your Own Timeline Algorithm, or as I like to call it, it's BYOTA. It also sounds like Build Your Own Travel Agent. I think there was another project called like that. Sorry about it. So BYOTA is not a new algorithm. It's not an end user application. It's not a service. To me, it's a pacifist call for arms. This is why I chose the Blues Brothers instead of Uncle Sam. It's a personal project. I worked on it the last couple of years. It took a while, but I had to wait for the right tools to be around. And you will see, it's just something I put together by putting together great tools. How did this start? It all started with a sink. And you all know the consequences of this sink, right? So a lot of people moved from Twitter to other open social networks. And to me, it was a bit different. It started 6 months earlier. I was a Twitter employee. And I joined a smaller cohort and tried to look around for something that I felt would have been more in control. I started to think about how to put something more in control of people. The networks were there already. They were already in control of people. The only thing which was missing, in my opinion, was an algorithm. A lot of people don't think we need one. Some of them might think about that. I will tell you what I think about this. So timeline algorithms, we don't have a lot of time to delve deep into them. The only things I will leave you are a very, very short definition. They define whether and how posts appear on your timeline. I also put reverse chronological there, because to me, that's an algorithm too. And if you want to delve deeper into, let's say, platform recommendations and timeline algorithms, I suggest you this blog post, which in my opinion was great, written by Luke Thorburn, who's doing research on this specific stuff. The other thing I studied and I worked on were all the past projects that had been built in the Fediverse about this. I'm really standing on the shoulder of giants. I learned a lot just by seeing how people were trying to build new things and how these were accepted by the people on the Fediverse. So by putting all of these together, I came up with some problems that timeline algorithms more or less all have. And they don't need to have all of these problems. Some of them have a few, some of them have more. And I think they all started from an assumption, which was we need to build something to allow users, or to make users come back to our platform. And I think if we drop that assumption, we can actually find many solutions to these problems. And I will not delve deeper into each of them, but just tell you, putting together different tools, we can try and tackle this. So BYOTA is built on different kind of tools, I told you. One of them is called LlamaFile, another one is called Marimo, another one you already know, it's Mastodon, or actually the mastodon.py library. So I'm not gonna talk about Python libraries for clients, because you can actually find plenty. Any social network which is not so stupid to remove, sorry, I will rephrase it, which is intelligent enough to give you an API, will allow you to get your posts. You can also use summaries from an RSS feed if you want. I mean, as long as you get text, it's gonna work. LlamaFile is a single file language model. I purposely removed LLM and just wrote language model because it doesn't need to be large. There's one that I'm using here, which is called AllMiniLM, which is 46 megabytes. It has available code, it's an academic project, and it has information about the data sets that have been used to generate its own embeddings. It's LlamaFile, runs it, it's 100% local, it's optimized to run on slower and older machines, and it's used to calculate these status embeddings. If you don't know what an embedding is, let's say it's numerical descriptors that are the most similar, the most close, the more the posts that you are trying to embed are similar, semantically similar, in terms of content. Marimo is a reactive notebook in Python. It's shareable as an application and runs in your browser as a WASM-powered standalone HTML file. Let me pause a second, tell you again. You can clone my code. You can customize the algorithm, write your own. You can serve it on a solar-powered Raspberry Pi HTML server, HTTP server. Maybe that's a bit too much, but you can do that. The code is not gonna run there. Somebody else is gonna download this file, run all the code on their own laptop locally, and it will run your own algorithm. This is how Marimo looks like. It's like a typical Python notebook. It's not the ideal user interface. This is how the application version looks like. All the code goes away, and just the UI elements are there. So you start making something available to people. This is an extra feature, the grid feature, where people can compose and move different parts of the UI so that they can use them differently for their own use cases. In practice, what does the tool do? Embedding visualization. Here you can see embeddings from four different timelines. I took the embeddings, plotted them in 2D. This is my home timeline, the people I follow. This one is the local timeline. This is the federated one, and this is the one that I get when I look for the Gopher tag. Yes, I'm another Gopher fan. So if you put all of these together, you can generate this map. It's kind of geographical. This is how I call the different parts. It's fun and nice, and I've spent a lot of time preparing that. The nice thing is that it shows how posts from different timelines can actually be grouped together, and you can get recommendations from one timeline to the other if you want. How can you use this stuff? Apart from looking at these things and saying, for instance, this algorithm is a bit weird. Family and parenting embeddings are close to not safe for work stuff. Just a heads up, the red ones are the public timeline. It's not my personal timeline. You can also do semantic search. You can take a sentence, such as, I'm a fan of free software and everything open source, and get posts which are related to that thing. Or you can get the post ID from the previous embedding plotting and just give the number and see the posts which are close to that. You can do re-ranking. That is, you can have your own numerical timeline. And in terms of performance, it will run on your laptop. I tried it on a 2016 MacBook. It runs in 40 seconds, and you can embed your stuff. So it's fully local. You can embed stuff without connecting anywhere else. It runs in your browser. The only thing you download is the libraries that Marimo wants to use, and then you only connect to your API and to the local embedding server. And this is a call for arms, as I told you before. I would like it to grow as a tool that people can use to build stuff and easily share it with people. And once more, you will see the protocols, not platforms thing. It would be great if we had something like a proxy that runs in between the client and any kind of server that does this thing for you. So this is it. Thanks a lot for hearing me. And
all right. Thank you, David. That was awesome. So we've had three short talks really close together. We haven't had time for questions for those. The speakers, I'm sure, will be available somewhere in the Fediverse, and would love to hear from you if you've got questions for them. Could folks just try and use a few more of these seats up that are still sitting in the middle here? Because we've got lots of people coming and going, which is wonderful. Want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to sit comfortably. So for those of you that don't know me at all, my name is Andy Piper, and I work with the Mastodon project, but I also try and contribute across the Fediverse. And I'm really excited to welcome our next speaker,